Before we get started formally, as the Department of State's self-appointed ambassador at large for golf, I wish to protest the unwarranted attack by Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez on the game of golf. You know, considering that the hemisphere celebrated the victory of former caddy and son of Argentina in the Masters over a good old boy who built a public course in his hometown in Kentucky, you know, we cheered as a relative unknown from South Carolina won the People's Open on the country's finest public course at Bethpage Black. You know, we were in awe as a 59-year-old man held off the greatest golfers of the world for 71 holes on Lynx Land in Scotland, where the game of golf was created. And now we are on the eve of the season's final major, where the favorite to win is arguably the greatest golfer of all time, and whose heritage literally spans continents. So the suggestion by Mr. Chavez that golf, a truly global sport, is bourgeois, is a mulligan. And once again, Mr. Chavez, one of the hemisphere's most divisive figures, finds himself out of bounds.